Let's go to our first time caller line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, George?
I'm doing okay. Hi.
this is David from Virginia.
Hello, David.
And I wanted to say that I'm what you call a lycanthrope, sort of.
You are?
Like a lycanthrope, like a werewolf.
Yes.
Not quite. I wouldn't deem myself as a real werewolf. That would be kind of, I have too much respect for those if they do exist. But I'm more closely to the more clinical lycanthrope than anything.
What are some of your symptoms?
Well, let me tell you a little about myself.
Okay.
From a small town in Virginia, I grew up very normal. My parents are mundane. I went to church, high school marching band. I went to college. I joined the military. And an interesting thing happened. Now, all my life I've had these dreams, these very, very interesting dreams that either I was a wolf or I was turning into a wolf or a wolf was in my dream. And those were very powerful dreams because I'd always wake up and I'd feel like I was still in the form of a wolf until I came to my senses. It was really interesting, but I never really tapped into it because I always shoved it in the back of my mind because how I was raised, very mundane, you know, go to church, this is not normal, so I should probably shove it in the back of my mind. Well, in the military, the military strips you down of to your core self. And when I got out of basic training a few years ago, I said, you know what? I'm going to be myself. I'm going to tap into my mind to see what's going on, and just to do whatever, you know, and
sure,
to have fun. So the more I did that and meditated, the more I started to having these episodes, like where I would transform, but I knew I wasn't actually transforming, but in my mind I could feel I was growing stronger. My sense of smell, my heightened sense of smell, I would grow claws, teeth.
In your mind, this was not a physical transformation.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
And I'm being absolutely sincere, and I knew it wasn't sincere, but I would actually feel that, and I would feel very powerful. And and I'm having a wonderful night. I'm a security guard, a couple other problems, and I just got off of work.
It's your moon.
oh my gosh! It's under the full moon. I get so hype under the full moon.
Do you howl?
You know, I don't, but I sing. I love to sing. I'm a chorister at church. I sing in several different choirs, but I love to sing because really, there's no point in howling other than to communicate. And I feel like the moon. Ever since I was a kid, when I pray, especially in Jesus' name, I would pray to the moon as a focus point in my mind. But
you don't have a desire like a real werewolf does to attack people or anything like that.
No, I've actually found a lot of peace and a lot of joy in exploring my wolf side. A lot of people, you might call it therian or therianthropy, is kind of the new term for it now, but I've found a lot of joy in it. I've really opened up romantically. I've opened up my leadership skills, matter of fact, my social skills, matter of fact. And some people actually that I've talked to, therians, it's like, well, we shy away from people the more we tap into our animal side. But I become more myself.
How many people do you think are like you out there?
I have no idea. I've only met probably a good handful, probably upwards to about 20 people, acquaintances from here and there. But the more I find online, there's thousands across the United States, and I assume across the world.
Well, you're one of those rare ones, though, who seems quite normal.
Yeah, and there's two that are really kind of geeky and kind of, you know, hide up and you know, they're kind of the abnormal people, which is okay. But I've learned to now that I have this, I can't judge people. You know, I don't know what it is, but I find a lot of joy and I have episodes where I what do they call it, mental shift, where you're walking along and all of a sudden your mind just switches like a switch.
Yes.
And for me, I just want to go on all fours. I want to run. I want to, like, I don't not attack anything. It's not malice.
I mean, have you ever done that, though, honestly? Have you gotten down on all fours and just kind of pranced away?
I don't think I can physically do that.
Okay. Okay, well, I got to tell you, it's strange talking to you because most people who think that they're werewolves or vampires truly get into it in a very demonic way, and you don't seem to. So that's, I got to tell you, it's pretty refreshing. Let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hello, George.
Hi.
Hi. I show second to none there.
Thank you.
I got a full moon story for you.
Okay.
About 2:30 in the morning, traveling down the road, going around a long left-hand turn there, I noticed a little white object kind of dancing in the road. And I was tired. And closer I got, the more I slowed down. And this thing kept dancing around, up and down and around and around. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is that? And I'm pinching myself, coffee, 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 and I'm slowing down more. And I get almost right up to it, and I'm almost down to a crawl, and this thing shoots across the road. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is that? And I finally get to the point where I can get my headlight shine on it, and it's a buck trying to get a plastic bag off it.
Did you happen to see that video of a deer that just jumped a car?
Yes, I did.
Wasn't that incredible?
Yes, it was.
Let's go to our next first-time caller line. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, Mr. Norrie.
Hi.
Scott from Fort Worth.
Hey, Scott.
Sir, I just wanted to tell you, when I was about 10 years old, I just went to bed, and this face appeared in the darkness, you know, just maybe 4 feet above me, and shortly thereafter, a hand came out of the darkness. And his fingers were fully extended, and he started rubbing my chest in a circular motion. And, you know, of course, after 30 seconds of not being able to make a sound, eventually, you know, I hollered for my mom, and she come and got me. And I slept on her bedroom floor that night. But the following morning, I had a circular rash.
Oh.
On my chest.
Did you feel that this was a demon or just something friendly?
No, it felt friendly. There's really no reason to be afraid other than there's something in front of me that shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But ever since that moment, you know, I've always felt like I've had, you know, some sort of calling. You know, but it's just kind of, it's hard to explain, but yeah, I was just wondering if you've ever had anybody, you know, that has gone through that before.
We have had lots of calls like that. But you know, in terms of the rash in that circle, I mean, someone had like bite marks and things like that from something demonic, but never something that was friendly. I mean, that's strange. It's like radiation. Maybe it was some kind of alien type of situation.